Thank you, Madam President. Yes, I'm from South Africa, but I'd wish to speak with my academic hat, if I may, please. Just commendations to start with to UNCTAD leadership for opening up this platform years ago to voices from the consumer movement and from academia. I think it's paying its dividends today. Two quick ideas to possibly think about going forward. The one would be to try and deepen the research to actually demonstrate the real participation of the voices of vulnerable consumers, particularly what level of women participation there is. We've heard the research about how consumer issues impact women and men differently. We've spoken a bit about it from the panelists. Thank you for that. But I think there's a lot more that can be done there. The second one, which I think is very exciting, is to take up the challenge of training for people in consumer organizations and associations. Thank you to Argentina, which seems to be leading on that. I think there's a call for us as universities to come together with other training bodies. There are digital platforms. It should be free. And who knows, those women who don't yet see themselves as consumer activists, but who are in South Africa in the burial societies, the funeral societies, the saving societies, they can pick up that education, lead to a PhD, and perhaps, Teresa, one day one of them could be doing the keynote here with us with that PhD. Thank you for the excellent work by the panelists.